I think this event shows the importance of planting trees globally to solve the climate crisis. And I think that projecting trees onto the Eiffel Tower for the next 2 weeks shows the importance of planting trees as part of the global solution to the climate crisis. And it also shows that solving the climate crisis is not about protecting the environment, but it's about saving the future of us children and youth.
Now, you are a climate justice ambassador. What does that mean to be such an ambassador?
I'm one of 30,000 children and youth all around the world that are giving speeches and planting as many trees as possible as part of the global goal of planting 1 trillion trees.
What is it that got you involved in this program?
I started off when I was 9 years old, when I heard about Wangari Maathai and her beautiful projects in during a school project, and that's when I planted my first tree, and since then I've been planting trees and giving speeches all around the world.
And how did you come here to Paris? What are you going to do at the COP21?
At the COP, we're going to be talking to as many of the delegates as possible to convince them to do their best to fight for our future.
How many are you on your delegation?
We are 10 delegates of Plant for the Planet from all around the world. I'm from Germany. We have some from Nepal, India, the US, and all other parts of the world.
You mentioned the importance of planting this many trees. What is it that these trees will be contributing?
Each tree we plant absorbs 10 kilos of CO2 each year, and if we manage to plant 1 trillion trees, which is the number of trees we have space for globally, then they would absorb 1/4 of the human-made CO2 emissions every year.
Finally, what is it that you expect or hope to see at the end of this conference?
I hope that we will get the most ambitious contract possible at the end of this conference. Of course, this contract will not mean that we reach the 2-degree limit, the temperature rise limit, but at least we need to put a bottom into this bottomless pit, which is the CO2 emissions right now, so we can then build on this limit later on to hopefully achieve our goals.